Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia.
And good afternoon, Reba Tony here, introducing our host of Knowing the Economy of God. Tom Meglia is with us today. He's a chartered financial consultant and registered investment advisor. More than 28 years of financial coaching and counseling. I'm not going to tell you how much of my life that makes up, 28 years. Visit the website, theeconomyofgod.com. His new book is coming out very soon. It's called Knowing the Economy of God. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 800-386-3700. He's our financial planner with A Face for Radio, Tom Meglia.
Hi, Reva.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Hey, let's roll.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. We've got so much on the agenda today. Let me start by reading 2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Sure.
This is the one that gets us started and grounded every time. Yeah. The Bible is the inspired word of God. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped to do every good work.
Amen. You know, that verse is powerful. And that says, okay, the Bible is the authority of God. It's God's mind, God's writings. We need to respect the word.
Mm.
That's what we need to do. And Reba, I'm going to explain right now the four anchors of God's economy.
Okay.
Okay. And what the economy of God is. And, you know, a lot of people say to me, Tom, what is the economy of God? Well, it is God's thinking. And we just read 2 Timothy 3:16-17, knowing that the Bible is God's inspired word. And it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Well, the four anchors of God's economy, Reba, we talk about this every week. Number one anchor, that God is the one and only owner. Number two, we are not the owner. We're just the steward or humble manager of what does not belong to us for God's glory. And number three, giving. Being a cheerful giver, anchor three, is right. It's the natural and first order of being a good steward is to be a cheerful giver, an abundant, cheerful giver of our time, our treasures, our talents, our energies, everything.
Wow.
And anchor four is contentment. As Christians, we have to learn to be content as Christians, knowing that through God, everything is fine and that God will provide what we need. He will sustain us. So contentment is anchor four. And God's economy is God's thinking. We'll find it in the Bible. And we're in Job today. So why don't you talk about what the recipe is, Reba, to understanding, you know, God's economy. How do we decide what that is?
Well, like everything, it's always helpful to start with a recipe. So, you know, kind of the map, where we're going and where we're going to end up.
Recipe?
So the four-part recipe to understanding God's economy, one, cite the scripture. Two, state the economic principle from that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Three, find real life application.
Mm-hmm.
And four, to me, this is the biggest one, and that's the prayer of change.
Absolutely. And, you know, the prayer of change is saying, Lord, help me. I cannot do this. And I'm recognizing and admitting that I can't do this, Reba, without God.
Yeah, we're getting so close to Easter. And everybody's thinking about Pharaoh and how hard his heart was.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I just don't want to think that there are people out there right now whose hearts are being hardened.
Mm.
And God may be whispering in that small place in your life saying, look, soften your heart. Hear my voice. And if you're hearing that right now, this might be the last time you hear it. You just don't know.
You just that's beautifully put. You don't know. And that's why we need to say, Lord, change me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the ego to rule. You know, we've talked before in shows, Reba, what are the two societal things we go against on this program? One is that our egos do not rule. Society says, oh, you're the ruler, you're your ego, you're, you know, you do whatever you want to do. And we don't want to do that. We want God to decide and direct what we ought to do.
Mm-hmm.
We really should. And number two, we want to make sure materialism and money is not our goal. We want to obey God.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things we want to do. We don't
I
want
think that's
society's
so hard for
rules.
People. Once I think once they
it's all hard.
Once they sit down at that office chair, for some reason it's so hard to bring in that faith and that heart and their God into that office space.
It is hard.
Into that goal book. But you're saying that we can do that.
We can do that because God is telling us he wants us to do it, and he will supply the power and the direction in order to do it. Mm. All we need to do is say, Lord, I want to. Take me, use me, rework me, change me. Let me do what you want me to do, Lord. But we don't know what the Lord wants us to do, Reba, if we don't read the Word. That's why we're analyzing each economic principle one by one. Mm-hmm. And again, like last week and probably the next 6 weeks, we're still in the book of Job. So, Reba, why don't you handle today's scriptures that we're going to identify in that recipe called Citing the Scripture, Part 1. Why don't you read today's scriptures and let's hear what the Word of God says.
Okay, here we go. We're going to look at, oh, this is great, Job 1:21. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
Amen.
And the second scripture, Job 2, verse 9 and 10. His wife said to him, you are still holding on to your integrity. Curse God and die. Mm. He replied, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said.
Wow. There's our verse for today. We talked about that a little bit last week, and we're going to just piggyback on last week and keep going. Now, if you haven't heard the program from last week, go to the website, theeconomyofgod.com. And unlike myself, click on something where, I don't know what you clicked on, Reba, really. I don't know computers. I'm too old. You're young. But I guess you click on the microphone thing and you can hear past programs.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Podcasting, basically. Well, they're available for you to listen to.
Okay. Those words I'm not into. But whatever it is, you can hear the past program. Good, so good. On the website, theeconomyofgod.com. So when we look at Job 1:21, Reba, Job is basically in shock, but he's saying, we're still praising the name of the Lord. And the Lord gave. The Lord has the right to take away. Why? Because it's under anchor number one, God is the owner. Mm. See, this economic principle we're talking about today and all economic principles we discuss in the book and on the program fall under one of those four anchors. Owner, giving, stewardship, or contentment. And this one, this verse, Job 1:21, falls under God as the owner. He is the he's the owner. He has the he gave it to Job, and Job recognized that, Reba. Mm-hmm. But he had a lot. Oh, he was the most famous wealthy man in the land. Mm-hmm. God said to Satan, "Behold, my child Job. Mm-hmm. There's no one as righteous as him." Mm. He was like the top of the scale.
You know, and we have a lot of listeners who have a lot. We're living in L.A. This city is so wealthy.
Sure.
If you're listening right now and God has blessed you with a tremendous amount of things, you know, would you be content if you lost it all?
That's the key. And so Job, and that's another one you bring up, Reba, falls under anchor number four also. Job was still content. He was still praising the name of the Lord, even though it was taken away. How many people, including us, have ever said when something really bad happened, praise God? Divorce, job loss, health, cancer, losing money, everything that we thought was good that we lost.
Loss.
How many of us have ever said, and I see this to myself, to you, Reba, to the listener, how many of us have ever said, praise the Lord?
That's hard to do.
I mean, he didn't say curse the Lord.
Right.
And as we get to Job 2, 9, and 10 before the upcoming break, his wife said, curse the Lord and die.
Mm.
Meaning, curse God, get mad at God, which is the opposite of what Job wanted to do, and commit suicide. She said, curse God and die.
Oh, my goodness.
Reba, you read that in that verse that you read it to us.
To her husband.
So she was saying. She said, curse God and die, which I take that as get mad at God, curse him out, commit suicide, it's over. This is such a bad catastrophe, husband Job. There's no way to come back from it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to explain it except God's mad at you, curse him, and die. It's over. That was her advice. Job, man, my man, Job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Reva, you know how they grade on the curve when we were in school?
Right,
you know?
Right. Whoever sets the bell curve.
Well, Job was the
A+. He set it pretty high,
yeah.
I know.
Because God said to Satan, behold, my boy, Job, my son, Job, my, you know, no one righteous like him. So as we come up to the break, Reva, the scripture for today is what you read, Job 1:21 and Job 2, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we've cited the scripture, and it falls under two anchors, which you so aptly put, ownership and contentment. So we've done that, and we know God's economy because he is explaining to us what it is. Now, we can say, okay, I heard the scriptures, I don't want it, Reba, forget it. I'm going over to another station. I'm not listening to Meglia here. Because it's hard stuff.
It is.
I mean, who wants to talk on a Saturday afternoon about, well, what if you lost it all? Would you praise the name of the Lord?
A lot of people have lost it all.
Yep. Well, that's true, Reba. They might be saying, oh, Tom, if you only knew. Reba, if you only knew. I already lost it all. I'm hearing your program today. I already did lose it all.
Some people have lost it several times over. You know, if you're sitting there right now and you're saying, gosh, you know, I relate to this Job story. I had it all. I lost it. I've got it back. I'm afraid I'll lose it again. How do I handle this relationship between me and my money, me and my possessions? Well, Tom can help you. He can help put a biblical perspective on what's going on with you and your finances, between you and your assets. Give him a call. You don't have to wait. 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700, or visit the website, theeconomyofgod.com. We'll be right back.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
And we're back, Knowing the Economy of God with Tom Meglia. We'd love to hear from you. Pick up the phone, 800-386-3700. Call us with any questions you have about how God is dealing with you with money. If you've got estate planning or any sort of business consulting needs, please give us a call, 800-386-3700. Visit the website, Knowing the Economy of God. Our financial planner with a face for radio, Tom Meglia.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Okay, we're going to hit on the application. And before we do that, Reba, let's talk about exactly, specifically, what are the economic principles. I'm going to give you five economic principles. Some we talked about last week, and we're going to add a few more today.
And these are from our scripture reading, Job 1 and 2.
Okay. Exactly. Oh, yeah, from those two scriptures that you read.
Okay.
So we have some from last week. We'll add a few today. And then every week we'll add more.
Okay.
Because there's just so many in this book. This is Job.
Yeah.
I mean, God named a book in the Bible after Job.
Yeah.
How many people ever on earth, Reba? There's only 66 books in the Bible.
Right, right.
So Job had a book in the Bible named after him. So that ought to tell you something. Okay, here's number one, economic principle number one. I'll put it in the normal language. Sometimes in life we experience loss, even great loss, and Job was human like we are. And the principle, Reba, is we, at some point most likely, will experience some kind of a loss. It could be a divorce, losing a child through an accident or health. Mm. It could be a financial loss through investment loss. I know I talked about two men last week, real quickly last week, that had lost their businesses, and that led to divorce and falling away from God. They were mad because mm-hmm. everything they had was wrapped up in that baby, that
right.
business.
Right.
Not child baby, but business was mm-hmm. their baby, their success. You can lose things like, well, your health. I mean, I know guys that have died of cancer and left their, my friends, two of them, 2 years ago that died of cancer. I was there.
There's so much loss.
I was with them all world. The way. Oh, it was terrible. Oh. And loss is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And Job was human. He's not just some fantasy, fairy tale character in the Bible. And number two, we know that loss, sometime in life, there's going to be a loss of something. Could be anything. Job, marriage, child, medical, anything. That's number one.
Car, insurance.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's going to
mm-hmm.
happen.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, no matter what we need to do, the economic principle is right in front of us. We can't say we haven't heard it now. We need to praise God and say glory to God, even such.
Even during the loss.
Yep. Satan is defeated that way. That's a major economic subpoint of this number two principle.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is defeated when we glorify and praise God.
But people think we're crazy.
Let them. Satan hates God. Satan hates you and I.
Uh-huh.
Satan hates anyone that's a child of Christ. Anyone that says Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, Satan hates.
Yeah.
So we defeat Satan every time we say glory to the Lord, because Satan thought that Job was going to get mad at God, curse God, turn his mm-hmm. back on God, say, God, I'm done with you. That's what Satan thought would happen. Because Satan said, well, if you take all this away, he won't be praising you. He's not going to love you, God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Satan said to God in the first part of Job 1. Didn't happen. Job did it. He hung in there, Reba. Okay, so now in this world, another principle, there's no guarantee of anything. There's no guarantee that bad things aren't going to happen. What we need to do, Reba, in this is to understand that we need to figure out how we're going to respond. We can't control what's going to happen, right? Agree?
Agree.
Okay, we can't control what will happen to us, but we can control how we respond.
Our response to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have a choice, do we not,
mm-hmm.
on what we're going to do if and when that loss occurs.
And it's easier if you format that response before the tragedy or loss happens. If you think that
yep.
you're going to make a decision during that loss.
Oh.
It's going to be too late.
It's too late.
We need to stand on that rock today.
Today.
And make those decisions.
Especially before the loss or the mm-hmm. disaster or the storm hits.
Yeah.
That's great, Reba. Beautiful. And also, God as the owner has the right to take away. He gave to us in the first place. That's how we got what we had.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it to us. He's the owner. He has the right to decide who he's going to give to.
Well, it's such a hard thing to think about, because we all want to think that God is just constantly giving to us. It's hard to think about him taking away, but sometimes the things we have aren't good for us.
Oh, yeah. He knows best, though. See, and that's where we have to say, Lord, I'm not too attached to all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Exodus 20, verse 1? Remember last week, Reba, I said there's no getting around it. God says, I am the Lord your God. There shall be no false gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a jealous God. First commandment, I am your God.
It's so easy for me to tell that to my 10-year-old daughter, you know? I'm taking this away because you don't understand why, or you don't know why we're not going on this trip or doing that. Mm-hmm. But it's as an adult, it's harder for me to think that God is doing that.
Well, your 10-year-old daughter, like all kids, looks to you to see if your example and the way you live emulates mm-hmm. what you tell her and teach her. So what you do says what you believe.
Right.
That's what kids pick
right.
up. And I'll tell you, Job didn't sin in his response.
Right.
His wife did. She was in the flesh. Mm. Curse God and die. Okay? That's what she said. She was in the flesh. Job wasn't in the flesh. He did not sin in his response after what happened, Reba. These are the economic principles. They're tests. This is school we're on, not earth. This is the masters in heavenly sciences we're learning, Reba. We're all in college. We're all in school down on earth. It's called the Masters in Heavenly Sciences.
Just when you thought you were, too old for school.
Oh, never.
It continues.
It keeps going.
It keeps going, as long as you're breathing.
Absolutely, because God's goal for me and you and everyone that are Christians is to be like him.
Refining. Glory to glory.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he wants to change us and teach us and mold us in his image.
Mm-hmm.
That's his goal. Our goal is no pain and a lot of gain.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
A human's economy is no pain, lots of gain.
Right.
Now, Reba, allow me to go to application. Because people might say, Tom, how do you apply this to your normal and everyday life? How do you apply this? Well, I give you one example. Show your daughter what you believe, what you think, and then demonstrate it. That's how it's going to sink into her.
Mm-hmm.
She'll learn that way. She'll say, well, Mom went through a tough time. Here's what she did.
God.
She praised God, trusted God, obeyed God,
and
she got out of that other side of the tunnel. There was light at the end of that tunnel.
She didn't question, you know, why is God taking this from us?
No, no, she didn't. But that's the example we need to show our kids.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't, they're going to believe what we say and what we do are two different things.
Right.
Now, an application, I talked last week about those two businessmen, Reba.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention their names, but I've been working with them for 5 or 6 years. They lost these businesses, their ventures. And everything in their life was tied into these businesses, their identity, their net worth, how big they were in society, in Christian circles. The businesses were gone. They lost them due to economic downturns and so forth. They went through bankruptcy. One went through divorce, but both drifted from God. And see, that's what a lot of people do. When crisis hits, they say, I'm done with God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want God. In fact, I don't even want my wife. A lot of men do that because they think they're losers, their self-esteem.
Wife.
Job's wife.
I mean, she was losing her husband for him to die.
I know.
And she was ready to take another loss.
Yep. But she was wrapped up in the circumstances. Mm. So what we must do in normal life, we must praise God, seek God, accept God's will as instruction. Accept God's will as instruction. We also must be teachable, Reba. If we're not coachable and teachable, what kind of Christians have we become?
Mm-hmm.
We must not sin. And we can't control what happens to us, only our response to what happened to us. We can't control the roof caving in on us. We can control how we respond if it does.
Right, right.
So these are the things. Now, Reba, do we feel the pain? Yeah.
Of course. We're human.
We don't deny that we're in pain.
Right.
We don't deny we're suffering.
Mm-hmm.
We feel the feelings. We don't pretend they don't exist. But we also don't identify so much with all the material things, the money and the job titles and so on, that if those are taken away, our world has come to a crashing halt.
You know, this is a message you just don't hear very often, Tom. The whole world seems to be going the exact opposite direction, telling people you are what you drive, you are where you live, you are your kid's school or, you know, the deductible you have on your insurance. That's you.
That's you.
But that isn't us.
It's not us, Reba. That's not how God defines it in his economy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the prayer of change and then close us out, Reba. But I'll tell you, this is real.
It is. If you're listening right now, there is no situation or circumstance that is too big for God to wrap his hands around or too small for God to think about. God wants to minister to you in your life, the relationship you have with your things and in the world you're in right now. So if your heart is still soft, if you could reach out with one breath, pray this prayer of change with Tom.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the book of Job. Teach us and change our minds, our hearts, Lord, to follow you, to be more Job-like, where we praise you and love you anyway, Lord, even if bad things occur. Help us to accept your instruction, Lord, to be coachable and teachable by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Praise God. All right. Like I said, there's no situation that is too big or too small. Please call Tom this week and let him know your situation. 800-386-3700. We want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on in your life. Visit the website, Knowing the Economy of God, and look for the book to come out soon. We'll see you next week on Knowing the Economy of God.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. God.